Tommy Berry now joins us because he's got a great book of rides in New South Wales at the Gosford or the Wyong meeting today. But I just wanted to get his thoughts on the situation regarding William Pike. And if you're just joining us, William Pike today announced through Giulio Santarelli, who broke this story. Of course, Giulio, one of the leading racing journos in Western Australia. William Pike will relocate to Sydney to continue his riding career. He will apply for his licence this week. And of course, under the current rules in New South Wales, jockeys are not required to be double vaccinated. Tommy Berry joins us, the champion hoop from New South Wales. Good morning to you, Tommy. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. When you first heard of this news, what was your reaction?
Oh, I was surprised, but then obviously understanding now that the rules here in New South Wales, and I'm happy for Willie to be here. He'll be a great attribute to the riding ranks here in Sydney. We know how strong they are already, and at the end of the day, rules are rules, and he's not breaking any rules by coming here. All he wants to do is ride, and unfortunately, when the rules were different, we did have a couple of New South Wales jockeys stood down for a few weeks because they weren't vaccinated. But that's when you did have to be vaccinated to walk into a New South Wales jockey's room, which has since been changed through New South Wales Health and the government. So at the end of the day, Willie isn't doing anything wrong. And if the rules stay the same, there's no reason why he shouldn't be allowed to come and ride.
Do you think that your fellow colleagues in the jockey's room will have the same response or opinion that you have at the moment, Tommy?
Oh, I'm sure they wouldn't. We're jockeys, so we never really agree on too much. But, everyone's, entitled to their own opinion. But at the end of the day, Willie's, I don't personally, I'm a vaxxer. Obviously, my whole family's vaccinated, so I wouldn't say Willie and I are on the same page with him not being vaccinated. But at the end of the day, I do respect him for his beliefs and I respect him for coming out and being a high-profile jockey and being willing to give up his career, which he's been very successful at, to stand up for what he believes in. So, look, we all believe in different things, whether it's religions or just purely and simple vaccinations, whether you want to get it done or not. And as I said, I am a vaxxer, so I would like to see everyone vaccinated. But at the end of the day, that's what Willie believes in. And I have to, say I respect him quite a lot for how much he stood solid on this. And he wants to ride. And if he's willing to move his family to New South Wales to do so, then that's obviously a very big move for him. And it shows how serious he is about what he believes in.
Is there many jockeys that you know of, Tommy, in the jockey's room that aren't vaccinated at the moment in New South Wales?
He's the only one that I know of because, as I said, there was a time there around Melbourne Cup time where jockeys in New South Wales had to be vaccinated to ride, and there was a handful that weren't, that was stood down for a couple of weeks, and they since got vaccinated so they could keep riding. So, as I'm aware of, everyone was riding over that time of the Melbourne Cup period, and if they were riding, they had to be vaccinated. So it surprised me if there was anyone that wasn't.
Did you ride any good ones yesterday at the trials?
Yeah, Forbidden Love was really good. I was very happy with the way she trialled. Obviously, if anyone can hold the back of Nature Strip in a trial, which we know how good he trials every time, you've got to be pleased. So she's come back in great order, and there was a few nice handy two-year-olds to a filly and a colt for Friedman and Snowden that I liked as well going forward. So it's nice this time of year. You can feel the, it's coming into autumn. The good horses are starting to come back, so it's an exciting time.
And you've got a host of rides at Wyong today, mate. Any standouts?
I think they're an even book of rides. I think five of the six of them are favourite. But in saying that, they've all got some sort of convictions, bar a couple. They'll all be very competitive. I'm pretty confident they'll all finish top three, but hopefully we can walk out with a couple of winners.
You're a star. Tommy, thanks for taking our call, mate, and we wish you the best of luck today at Wyong. And it was great to see you do what you did. You had a pretty successful Queensland Carnival, but looking forward to seeing what happens in the latter part of the summer, because the carnival starts these days in summer and then in the autumn, mate. Thanks for your time.
No, my pleasure. Cheers, guys.